Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Hey, as we continue here in Perek Megillah Nikreis, talking about when to read the Megillah, all the different permutations of when the 14th falls and when the 15th falls. So Gemara here quotes a brisa towards the bottom of Dalam Abayis, that's what we're up to, which is not what the halacha is, but it's a brisa that's quoted. Ashkach Tani, four lines up from the bottom. Ashkach Tani, what happens if Yudalid, this brisa is about if Yudalid falls out on Shabbos. Can't fall out on Shabbos according to our calendar, as well I mentioned. But if Yudalid falls out on Shabbos, what is the halacha? So we know, as we learned yesterday, you can't lean the Megillah on Shabbos. So what are the options? So either push it, the three options, either push it the day before to Friday, either push it the day before, 2 days before to Thursday, or push it the day after to Sunday. So generally we don't push it later because we're not, we're makdim mitzvahs, right? We would push off peranusa, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, but we're makdim mitzvahs. So here, kfarim korin be'erev Shabbos. So the kfarim, the villages, landed on Friday. On Friday, meaning they don't even land it on the Yom HaKnisa, when they're supposed to. Vayaros gadolos yidachol Yom HaKnisa. The Yaros gadolos are the ones that get bumped to Yom HaKnisa. Why? Because the Karban Eda explains, the covet Ayaros, because of the covet of the Ayaros, as we said yesterday, the covet of the Krachim, because it's pasnished, so to speak, it seems like, for them to be laning it with the villagers 2 days before. That's why we move the villagers to Friday, and we move the Ayaros to Thursday. Umukavas Chomalachar Shabbos, Umukavas Chomal later on their day that they're supposed to, and that is the 15th. Hey Chavdin and Uvda, what's the halacha? So Amar Yossi, less Efshar. Well, it doesn't happen nowadays, so it doesn't really make a difference. But Vim Efshar Kemastisa. But if it's Efshar, if it does happen, I mean, if Mehera Yibanim, maybe we'll go back to Kiddush Alpi Riya. So we'll go like the Mishnah. We're not going to go like this Brisa, meaning both the Kfarim and the Ayaros will go on Thursday before. Oh, we don't have to worry about the covid of the Ayaros. Okay, we continue. Rebbe Baba Shem Rebbe Yehuda. Kol Sha'amru Yidachem Imkomo Ubilvad Ba'asara. Whenever we say that you're allowed to lane it before the proper day, you need a minion. Need a minion. Meaning we have a concept of, which I haven't mentioned yet in this Masechta of Pirsumei Nisa. Right, there are certain mitzvahs that inherently have, as part of its essence, to be mefarsi in the nes. Be mefarsi in the nes, right? And that is, as we know, by Dalet Kosos and by Neiris Chanukah and by Mikra Megillah. How do you know that it's a mitzvah pursuing nisa that has a special bracha, has a special nes bracha? Right, Chanukah and Purim has Sha'asa Nisim Lavosenu, and by the Dalet Kosos we have Asher Ga'alanu. Some type of a special bracha that is said by the Dalet Kosos, right? The Mefarshim point out those are the three mitzvahs also that are Afin Hayaboso Hanes. Afin Hayaboso Hanes. The women are obligated in those three, even though they're all time bound. But Afin Hayu, the women are part of the miracle. Either they were the protagonists of the miracle or they were included in the danger. Machlokas, Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos, about how to understand Afin Hayaboso Hanes. But, these mitzvahs have Pirsumei Nisa as part of them. So says Rav Yehuda that on a regular day of Purim when everybody's lading the Megillah, so that itself is Pirsumei Nisa, right? You're lading the Megillah today with all of Klal Yisrael. But on an earlier day where you're not lading the Megillah with too many people, so if you're doing it earlier, so in order to make sure there's Pirsumei Nisa, you need a minion. Ubilvad Basara. Right? So that's the, what Karban Eda says on top. So actually, Asara Bishas Kriya, Deshalo Bizmana, Be'inon Pirsum Hanes. Near Pesumei Nisa on the earlier days. That's how it is explained. There are some Rishonim that say it's only a din l'chachila, not a din b'di'eved, some Rishonim, but that's the halacha. And the havamina here is we think this means any time you do it earlier, meaning not just the Yemei HaKnisa for the Kfarim, but even a Yudalid, if a Yudalid Jew, if Yudalid falls out on Shabbos, and we're bumping it up to Yom HaKnisa. Also there, even though there are many, many, most of Klal Yisrael would be doing it earlier. But sounds like that's what the Rav Yehuda says. Kol Sha'amru. Whenever we say you pushed from Imkomo, Ubavad Basara. Says the Gemara Vanan, Chamin Rabbanan, Afilu B'yachid. One second, we see rabbis laning it even B'yachid. So how could that be? How could you say minion? So the Gemara clarifies. So as the Karban Eda says, Rabbi Avina, this is a part of the answer. This Rabbi Avina, Rabbi Avuna B'shem Rav Asi. Kol Sha'amru Yidachal Yom HaKnisa Ubavad Basara. It's not any time you're bumped earlier. But it's any time like you're one of the kfarim and you're bumped earlier. So because there's only a small group of people laning it, so therefore you need to have a minion. That's what the Karban Eder says. Kol shamar yidach al yom haknisa dainu kfarim kivan shein muatim like a person manes. Because there's only a small group laning it, that's why you need to have the minion. V'cha karin dafka basara. Avon l'mchal yodalad b'shabbos. Shayoros gadolos nidachem im koma. But if yodalad falls out on Shabbos, in the days of old, when it can happen, and the Yudalad people are pushed to Thursday, so then there's plenty of Persumanisa. And therefore, because everybody's laning it, that, and therefore you don't need a minion. You don't need a minion on that day. 2 points. Number one, regarding Pirsum Hanes here, interesting in terms of needing a minion for the Megillah. So technically, as we know from this Gemara, we see from the Gemara, if you're laning the Megillah on a regular Purim day, you don't need a minion. You don't need a minion. Again, more people presume a nisa, but you need a minion. There is a discussion in the post-kim. Is it a minion? It says asara. It says asara. Maybe 10 means even 10 Jews. Women are obligated in the Megillah. So maybe 10 could even be including women. Because not it did a minion and it didn't presume a nisa. So some suggest that maybe that would also include women for this halacha. Obviously not a minion, but for this halacha. Number one. Number two is interesting, the discussion of minion, and that is relating to, let's say, somebody has a choice. They could either get a minion for Parsha Zachar or get a minion for the Megillah. Which one would take precedence? What would take precedence? We see Maker Adin, you don't need a minion for a Megillah, as we just read, if you're late to get on the Purim day. Parsha Zachar could be, according to some Rishonim, you need a minion. According to some Rishonim, you need a minion. When do you need a minion for? So in Tafresh Pehei, that's where the sin about Arav Parshios is. That's based on the Rush. Based on the Rush. The Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas tells us the story of Rabbi Elezer, Mishachar Avdo. Rabbi Elezer came to Shul, and they were waiting. They had 9 men, and they were waiting for the 10th, and somebody was out on the street looking for the 10th man, and they couldn't get it. And it was 5 minutes to Shkia. Right? So what do you do? So Rabbi Elezer's like, okay, forget it. He was Meshachar, he had his Zeva Kenani with him. So he was Meshachar his Zeva Kenani in order to be able to have a minion. Unbelievable. Mesiras Nefesh for a minion. Meiser Rebazar Shenichos Zabeta Knesset, Lomas Asara. Vishichar Abdo, Vishlimal Asara. So ask the Gemara, how do you do that? Rev Yehuda says, if you're Meshachar Abdo over Basay, it's an Isser. Right? You're not allowed to. Lolo Mahem Tavodu. Answer, Ludvar Mitzvah Shiny. It was for a Dvar Mitzvah. And that's why he was Meshachar his Zeva. Says the Gemara, Mitzvah Baba Avera. The Gemara says, Mitzvah the Rabim. A mitzvah the rabbim. So the Rishonim wonder here, which mitzvah do you need a minion for? Which mitzvah? A davening betzibur? Pashas, that's a mitzvah de rabbanan, at most. Right? Davening betzibur, that's why. Does it sound like it was just stomach? Maybe that was it. But the Rush here says, it was one of the lanings that you need a minion for, like Parsha Zachar. Which is interesting. The post can say that, okay, so you're allowed to be mshachar, you're evit on a Shabbos. Right? You're allowed to do that, because if you sing Parsha Zachar with Shabbos, so that Rush, that's where the Rush says, at least there's a day in the Rishonim, that you need a minion for Parsha Zachar. Why would you need a minion for Parsha Zachar? Maybe Parsha Zachar is connected to Melchama, and Melchama is Betzibur, but that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses, in this case. Yesh Omrim says the Shulchan Aruch. Parsha Zachar, Parsha Paraduma, Chayvim Lekrosam Midaraisa, Lufikha Bnei Yeshivim Shein La Minyan, Srichim Lavo Lamakam Sheish Minyan, Bishabasos Halalu, Kade Lashmoa Parshios Elu Shein Midaraisa. Okay, that's where it says. Sounds like, and it's even more important to have a minyan for Parsha Zachar than it is for the Megillah. 1 point. The other point to mention here, relating to the Persume Nisa element, and that is in the Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah, the Bir Halacha, I think it's the first Bir Halacha in Hilchas Chanukah. Let's find it. Bir Halacha in Hilchas Chanukah tells us that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Shulchan Aruch quotes that you have to sell the shirt off your back. Tzorech li zoher ma'od ba'alachas ne'eros Chanukah. You have to be very careful by Halachas ne'eros Chanukah. Ve'afilu ani ha'misparnis ben hatzdaka. Even a poor person who goes around begging for tzedaka. Shoel o mocher ksuso v'lokeach shemun u'malek. He has to borrow or sell his shirt in order to get oil to light a candle. At least one candle. To sell the shirt off your back. Usually we say the principle of Onis Rachmana Patre. I don't have to sell a shirt off my back to get a lulav. Right? Dalaminim. If I don't have, I don't have. What could I do? I don't have enough money. But by Neiros Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch says you do. So the Bir Halacha here quotes, Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? Harav Magid Kosav, the Rambam Laman, it's the Rambam. The Rambam learns this from Dalet Kosos. Tzeh v'zeh have mishum persume nisa. If the halach is persume nisa, if the mitzvah is persume nisa, Dalet Kosos, Neris Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, then you have to sell the shirt off your back. Ulvizeh nirat, the Gabbai mechuyevim litin lo neris lahadlik. The Gabbai Tzak has to make sure that we give him what he needs for Dalet Kosos and Neris Chanukah. We only have to give him one candle. You don't have to give him the Mahajrim and a Mahajrim. Just one candle. So the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva explains this halacha, and that is usually you say, Ones Rachman Apatre. Ones, okay, Hashem's not gonna, Hashem can give you the credit. But if it's a mitzvah persume nisa, which is a, what we might call result-oriented, you have to achieve the result of persume nisa. Then you can, Hashem, okay, it's as if you did it. Hashem can't say that. It's as if you did it. He's not going to fault you, but you have to do whatever you can, even selling the shirt off your back, in order to achieve the result of persume nisa. That's the Avnei Nezer in the tshuva. Simen Tov Kuf Aleph. The Avnei Nezer's tshuva is an Aruch Chaim, or Al Seder Al Shulchan Aruch. He starts off with the Hilchas Tefillah. It's an order. It's an order of, so towards the end of the Aruch Chaim is Hilchas Chanukah and Purim. So if you look in Tov Kuf Aleph, he says, the Sarach Lomar, Shaini a mitzvah shevelo pesach, chim lefarsim ubanavum nebeso. Difference between, you know, Neiris, the Pesach and the mitzvahs of Pesach and Shabbos. And he says, to call mitzvos, einu mechuyav limkar ksuso. Shechishiv lasos mitzvah v'lo asab, ma'alav akasav, kilu asab. By most mitzvahs, you don't have to sell. Hashem will give you the credit. Masha'enkin, persume nisa, lefarsim la'cheirim, umala acheirim b'machshav aso. What do Acherim care about his thoughts? So he wishes he could do the mitzvah, but he didn't. Whenever you have a result-oriented mitzvah, you don't say Ones Kamanda Ovid. You only say Ones Kamanda Ovid by mitzvahs that are Maisa-focused, like the other mashal Rabbi Yosef Engel gives his mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Right? I'm on my way to the visit somebody at the hospital, and I get there, and the hours, visiting hours are closed. They don't let me in. I spend 2 hours getting there. I park the car. They don't let me in, and I go home. Do I get the credit for that mitzvah? I get the credit for trying. But do I get the credit? Is that just like not having money to shake a lulav? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, no. By a lulav, Hashem can say, okay, I'll give you the credit. But by Biker Cholim, you didn't go visit him. You didn't make him feel better. So we're not going to fault you, but you did your best. But, you know, if it's result-oriented, then we can't give you the credit. He's Bechali, Rabbi Yosef Engel, or based on Tosfos and Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph, between Pru Urvu and Lasheves Yitzara. The Daraisa Pru Urvu, which might be more Maisa, and Lasheves Yitzara, which is more about populating the world, which is more result. Okay, so that's a little bit relating to the Persume Nisa element. We continue now. Really, it's a Machlokas, the Gemara says. Rabbi Chananya Omar. Is Palgan Rav Chunav Rav Yehuda. Chad Amar Ubavad Basara, you need 10. Uvcharana Amar, Afilu B'Yachidi. Even not 10. Manda, even was, less than a million. Masa manda amar vabasar la manda amar afidu biyachidi. The one that holds that you need 10. In this case where you lane it early, asks on the one that says you can lane it even by yourself. Achahu bimkomo yikra. If you're telling me they don't need a minion, then what do the kfarim people have to schlep to the cities on the Yom HaKnisa because it's the day of laning? Let them just lane it at home. Achahu bimkomo yikra. Imkain, and if that's true, we switch the next two words to Imkain. Imkain, that's the girsa of the Karban Eida. Salkis Masnisa, Achadasar, Vishnemasar, Vishloshasar, Vibasar, Vachamishasar. The whole first din of the Mishnah would fall away. Because, you know, if you don't need a minion when you're laying it on the earlier days, just let them lay it in their places. And you don't have to come to the Ayaros. The Mepharshim point out that this Gemara seems to be against Rashi. We mentioned earlier. What's the halacha about these villagers coming to the big cities? Is that because Rashi Sheet is because they don't know how to lane the Megillah. So they have to come to get somebody from the cities to lane the Megillah for them. That seems to be against this Gemara, because what's this Gemara saying? If you don't need a minion, let them just stay home. But no, the point is they don't know how to lane. So they have to come. So according to Rashi, you can't read this Gemara. Right? So, but the other Rishonim say, no, the point is that they come because they want to do it. They're all scattered around. And they want to do it all together. And of course, one of the villagers are laning it for the villagers. But they're doing it in the big city so that they could have more time to bring water and bread on the days of Purim, as is discussed. But again, that seems to be against Rashi. Again, there are other ways to read this Gemara, but that's what's mentioned here. Okay. Next Mishnah. Halacha Dalet. Mishnah. Ezu Hira Gadola. What's this considered a city? Right? We have three categories of neighborhoods in this Masechta so far. We have villages, we have cities, and we have walled cities. Right? So what makes you a city and not a village? So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ezu Gadola, Kol Sheish Ba'asara Batzlanim. If there are 10 men that just hang out in shul without having to work, and they make sure that there was a minion there. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas, the Karban Eida here quotes, in the other Mefarshim, Hashem gets very upset if he comes to shul and there's no minion. I don't know if that means like between minion times. It doesn't have to be, maybe in the olden days they had that. But at least now, you know, when shul starts, Hashem's there on time. So maybe we should try to make sure that he doesn't get upset. So, Kol Sheish Ba'asara Batzlanim, if there are 10 batlanim, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain what they are. Pachas, we kind of, it's less. If the city does not have 10, harei zeh kfar, that's considered a village. That's halacha one. Next halacha. Be'elu amrim makdima v'lo ma'achrin. As we just said, these kfarim, these villages, are able to read the Megillah early, before Purim. Before Purim, they're allowed to read the Megillah. But some events, as follows, the following, if they fall out on Shabbos, you push it later. You don't push it earlier. And the Gemara will talk about why. Zman Atzi HaKohanim. Right, what is that? We learned about that. We just had Maseches Tainus. When they used to bring special karbanos of wood. Remember, the Gemara is going to, the same exact Gemara that we had in Tainus we're going to have here. When they, the families that came back by Bayesheni and they donated wood from their own stash. And the Nevi'im Shebeinam said, okay, you're always going to be able to have this day. We're going to use your wood when you bring it. So if that party, that day, designation came out on Shabbos, they don't do it on Shabbos, as we'll see why. V'zman atzei hakohanim v'ha'am. V'tisha b'av. And if Tisha b'av falls out on Shabbos, so then, obviously you fast on Sunday. V'chagiga, the carbon shlamim. Everybody has to bring a shlamim, a shalmei chagiga on Yantif. If the first day is Shabbos, then you push it off. The Hakel, getting together on Sukkot in the year after Shemitah, when the king reads from the Torah, they build a big platform in the Beis HaMikdash. So all of that, as we'll see, is also pushed off till the next day. Ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. All of those are delayed. Ava v'sharim makdimin v'lo ma'achrin. Even though we said by Purim these days you're allowed to read the Megillah earlier, it doesn't mean it's a Purim day. Mutarin b'sefer u'batainis. There is, if they're laying it on the 12th, they're still allowed to have, if somebody dies, they're allowed to have eulogies. They're allowed to fast, for various reasons. Ubematanas levyonim. And, what did it say here? Matanas levyonim is also bidyevet. Okay, we had earlier that all the mitzvahs are not done earlier. Rav Chaim Kanievsky already pointed out there earlier, that must only be a din lechatchila. Lechatchila, wait and do matanas levyonim on the day of Purim. Bidyevet, if you did it earlier, it's okay, it works. Because Matanos Avionim is also connected to the Megillah, it seems. Right? It does not say Mishloach Manos here. Because Mishloach Manos is connected to the Suda. Right? As we'll, Be'ez Hashem see. But Matanos Avionim, but the Avid can be done earlier. Period. Amar Reb Yehuda. Emasai Malkam Shinach Chazim Shinach Chamishi. When did this whole idea of Yimei HaKnisa apply? Only in the olden days, when Monday and Thursdays were special days. And that's when everybody got together, and that's when Batei Dinim sat. But if there's no Monday and Thursday special get-togethers in the big cities, then there's no reason to allow the earlier time, and therefore they just read it at the time. If you look, 2 points. Number one, if you look in Rashi, where this Mishnah comes up in the Bavli, Rashi says, when it says Tisha B'Av, it says Tisha B'Av is pushed later, and Rashi says, like all fast days are pushed later. Rashi, with the line, V'hu adin liyud zayin v'tamuz ula asara b'teves. There's Rashi. And that's what we would do. Asara b'teves bizmanas that cannot fall out on Shabbos. Could fall out on a Friday. We fast on Friday. But we mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, the shita that the Beis Yosef quotes of the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham seems to say that if asara b'teves would fall out on Shabbos bizmanas that, we'd fast on Shabbos. Because it says, be'etzem hayom azeh. In the pasuk in Yechezkel, the pasuk was quoted in the Gemara, a couple of towards the end of Maseches Tainus. So we fast even on Shabbos. That Abu Draham is beferish against Rashi, right? Beferish against Rashi. Rashi here in Megillah Dafei says that Asar B'Teves is like Tisha B'Av, and we would push it off. We would not fast on Shabbos. And we spoke about the Lamdas then about that Abu Draham. Why would you fast on Shabbos? Maybe it's a fast Al Shem HaAsid, like Yom Kippur and like a Tainus Chalom. That was that. But the other point to mention is, and that is, okay, so fast days we only push later. And we'll see why we push it later. The Gemara is going to say, Akdume Paranusa lo Makdamina. We don't like to make sad things earlier. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you don't make it before, you don't make it Friday or Thursday, you make it Sunday. You don't want to be Makdim, bad things. Tainus Esther. What about Tainus Esther? Tainus Esther, when Purim falls out on Sunday, Yudal could fall out on Sunday. Tainus Esther is Shabbos. We fast on Thursday before. Well, a fast day. You're not Makdim fast days. Not Makdim fast days. Tainus Esther is nowhere in Shas. That's why it's more problematic. Right? And that's why the Rishonim asked two questions. Number one, isn't Tainus Esther against this Mishnah? How could you do it earlier? Number two, the other question that the Rishonim asked, and that is we learned earlier in Maseches Tainus about Megillas Tainus, right? The whole list of days that are in the scroll that they weren't allowed to fast or have a Hespedim on because they were days of celebration for Klal Yisrael, throughout the, Bizman HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, Lamaskana, they're all batel. Megillah, we don't hold the Megillah Sinus anymore. All those days listed there are batel, we don't hold them anymore, except Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim, the only 2 days, they're not batel. Meaning Chanukah and Purim also, you're not allowed to fast, not allowed to spade them. But 1 second, Megillah Sinus said that the day before the day after also has special status. So Megillah Sinus says, all those special days listed, the day before you're also not allowed to fast. So Tainus Esther is beferish against Megillah Sinus. That's the other question of the Rishonim. Number one, Tainus Esther is against our Mishnah. Number two, Tainus Esther is against the rule the Gemara says. The Gemara says that regarding Megillas Tainus, Chanukah Purim lo batel. So if it's not batel, how do we fast on Tainus Esther the day before Purim? So the Rishonim all answer, and you have to give this answer, Tainus Esther is a different kind of fast day than all the other fast days. How do you formulate this is a question in the Rishonim. Look in the Ritva. The Ritva, here on Daf Hey, the Ritva says, "Ubetainus shelafnei Purim shenagul akdimo leyom chamishi." Right, the tainus before Purim. So that's he's dealing with that question first. How do we make it earlier? Mishum. Here's his lashon. Two lines. Two days. The Ritva has number one. Mishum tuhu tainus tshuvahi velesba mishum akdube peranusa klal. Wow, great lashon. The Ritva says it's a tshuva tainus. It's not a mourning tainus. Again, the Rambam says all fast days have to do with tshuva somewhat. But how do you get to tshuva? Do you go through mourning? Mourning practices lead you to tshuva? That's the other fast days. Asar B'Tevi, Shasa B'Tamuz, Tzom Gedalia, and Tisha B'Av. Those are mourning practices to lead me to tshuva. But Tainus Esther has nothing to do with mourning, M-O-U. Right? Nothing to do with mourning. It has to do with doing tshuva to be zocha, to Yeshua Hashem. Right? And therefore, it's not a problem to have tshuva. Tshuva is not peronis. It's different number one to have tshuva. Velo od. And then he says, and this chiddush is not found in many other Rishonim, Ella, it's like a tainus yachid. It's not like a tainus tzibur. That's the language of the Ritva. He says, look what I wrote on Daf Beis. So you got to turn back a couple of pages. You got to look at what the Ritva wrote on Daf Beis earlier in the Masechta, where the Ritva discusses there this tainus, which he notes is not mentioned in Shas anywhere, not mentioned in Shas. He says, we had the lashon of Yud Gimel is Zman Kihila Lakol. That was the language of the Bavli. And here, we had yesterday even, I think, Zman Melchama. So it was a day that you could lay in the Megillah. So the Ritva says, Mikan Yesh Smach L'mashenagu Ha'olam L'sanos B'Yud Gimel. Shalom Atzino Lo Zecher Echad B'Talmud B'Shum Makom. So for the Ritva to say that 600 years ago, pre-computers or anything, he says, this is nowhere in Shas. That's the Ritva. The Ritva says, we don't find this anywhere. And he says, even though we find in Megillas Tainus, Yud Gimel is Yom Nikanor, right? We had that back in Tainus, but Batla Megillas Tainus, right? So what do you do? How do you fast on Erev? So he quotes the Balamar, Tzachi Amrina Chanigo Purim Lo Batlu. That meant only the days themselves were not Batel. But the halacha of pre and post Chanukah Purim, that was Batel. When we come back home, and he still says, Lo Matzino Tainus Zeh Bechlal Atzom Hashem Gzeres Chachamim. We don't find this Tainus Sibur, right? It's not listed in the Pasuk in Zechariah, right? That we had Tzom Arviv, Tzom Asiri. It's not listed there. It's different. Ela Ke'ein Tainus Yachudhu. V'yavu b'shachai v'adam l'sanos bo b'shum altito shtoresi mecha. Even though everybody does it now. Tzorech Kabbalah Mibod Yom. It says in the footnotes. We don't find this anywhere from any other Rishon. You have to be Mekabalit, like a Tfilas Tainus. It's not automatic. It's not automatic like a Tainus Sibur. Ulefi she'en lo iker gomer, nagu, and because it doesn't have such an iker, nagu, kushachal purim, be'echad b'shabes, l'sanos b'yom ha'hesh l'afanav, v'yal v'yishu yom yir aleph, lo ha'yom kila lakol. Okay, this flexibility by Tainus Esther. So the Ritva says, number one, it's a yom tshuva, number two, it's like a Tainus Yachid. The manhig, and some other Rishonim say, it's a Tainus shel simcha. It's not a Tainus shel tsar. Tainus shel simcha, the manhig says, and therefore, again, it's a different type of Tainus. There are more kulas by Tainus Esther than there are by any other fast day. So again, there's a lot to talk about, but it starts with this Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tini Asara Batlanim, Betalim Mimlachlan Bezakhnesis. What does it mean, 10 Batlanim? 10 that are not working, that stay in shul to be able to, always have 10 when a Kaddish Baruch Hu shows up. That's what the Kabbalah that says. Rav Yehuda Amar Kigonanu She'inanu Tzrichim L'Talmudenu or Elo L'Talmudenu. Rav Yehuda says, like I'm one of that chevra. I'm one of that chevra that stays in shul, that's mezakeh l'rabim, that I'm not working, and I am representing the tzibur in the shul. Tani krach. Switch the word. Krach she'in bo asara. What happens if you have a walled city that doesn't have 10 batlanim? So where does that go? Right? Is that like, we said, a city that's not walled, so it's like a kfar. But you might say a walled city is like chashiv inherently. So if it doesn't have 10, so karach shein bo asara, takanaso kalkalaso v'nasa ka'ir. Every mafarish on the page has a different way of understanding that line. It basically means it's like a city, and therefore you will land it on the 14th. This krach is not going to land on the 15th like it's supposed to be with the walled city, so it could be bumped down a level, so to speak. See the carbon eida? The achshav sheim basar b'nei adam nasa ki'ir vein karm bo elar basar. It doesn't have the special status of the walled city. Okay, there's other pshatim, but we'll go with that one. Be'lu amr makdim avlo ma'achrin kriyasa megillah v'chumas hashkalim makdim avlo ma'achrin. Megillah can be done earlier. Chumas shkalim, right? We know on the first day of Nisan and also other days throughout the year, they took Shkalim out of the base of Migdash. But what happened if that day that you're supposed to do it falls out on Shabbos? So you bump it earlier. Makdim v'lom achrin. You got to do it earlier because you got to have money for the karbanos. Seudas Rosh Chodesh v'seudas Purim achrin v'lom akdimin. But the seuda of Rosh Chodesh and Purim, you do later. Ask everyone, why don't you just do that on Shabbos? Right? These got to be pushed off. What's wrong with having the seudas Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? So that's a good kasha. Maybe the karban eidah has 2 days. It's the party that they used to made when they were ma'abr the chodesh. So maybe there would be chilul Shabbos involved in that. So you got to push it off. Or is it sudas rosh chodesh? And we'll see why. But the Gemara is going to say you have to have it nikar that it's a sudas rosh chodesh or sudas purim. Sudas purim on Shabbos, that doesn't happen bizman hazeh. Oh yes, it does. Purim mishulish. When purim mishulish falls out on Shabbos, this is the source. The Bavli doesn't say a word about this. It's the Yerushalmi. That when Purim is Shulish, when nowadays Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, you can't have the Suda on Shabbos. The question is, does the Bavli argue? But the Yerushalmi says Beferish that you're not allowed to. Why? Reb Zora Boi Kumi Reb Yevo, V'yasu Osan B'Shabbos, just do it on Shabbos. Why not? Why wouldn't you do it on Shabbos? Osan sounds like the question is on both. Both Sudas Rosh Chodesh and Sudas Purim. Amar Lei, La'as Oso Sam Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. You have to make them days of Mishta and Simcha. Esha Simcha So Tluya Be'Bezdin. What day? On a day that the simcha and the day is totally on Bezdin, so that's when you could make a Purim, meaning on a weekday. Unlike this day, which Shabbos, which has to Hashem. So this is a special drasha that your Sudas Purim cannot be on Shabbos. Right? And that is why we assume, Lachumra, we assume that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, Shushan Purim, they do their Suda on Sunday. They do the Suda on Sunday along with Mishloach Manos. But again, this is not in the Bavli, the Feirish. So some say the Bavli doesn't say a word about it. It must be the Bavli doesn't think it's a problem. Maybe the Bavli thinks you could have the suit on Shabbos. So some say, what's the difference? You have the Purim suit on Shabbos. But this Gemara sounds like, it has to be Nikar that it's L'Shem suit as Purim. And therefore, you have to do it on a weekday. Period. We continue. Magbas Purim LePurim. Again, this Sugya is found in the Bavli in Bav Metzia. If you collect money for Purim, you have to use it for Purim. Which sounds like, this is also a big discussion in the postkin. Does Matanos Levyonim, does the Ani have to know like who's getting it and who's giving it? Sounds like this Gemara that could be anonymous. It sounds like Purim collections. Purim collections, the person getting it is not going to know who gave it, and the person who gave it doesn't know who's getting it. The Aruch HaShulchan and the others, the Rav Sternbach, right, Aruch HaShulchan says you have to know who's giving it, because that's part of the Achva V'Reyos. Rav Sternbach said, I never heard of this, right? People we send all the time. We give money to, we give it out on Purim, right? So, but this Gemara sounds like that. Magavis Purim Lepurim. Amar Belazar Bavachal Yishanim Imena Ha'ani Ritzul Leminalo. Rav Belazar says, the Ani himself has to use it for Purim, right? He can't use it to get new shoelaces, right? If he has, he has to use the money that he gets for Purim for the Suda Purim. Ain medaktikin bi ma'os Purim. We'll change that. We're not medaktik by Purim money. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Elkom Yishun Moshe Es Yado Lito Nosen Lo. We're not so medaktik about doing back checks for Aniyim on Purim. We kind of have our hand open. Whoever sticks out his hand, we give. The Bali Musar say about Hashem too. If we stick out our hand to Hashem on Purim, Nosen Lo. Hashem has to listen. Ain Mishana bi ma'os Purim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says we're basically re-quoting what we said earlier in different words. You're not allowed to change Mo's Purim. Hashar kol Mo's Mishana. What if it's not Purim? You're allowed to use it for anything you want, right? For regular, always you have to use it for what it was designated for. Ella, no, there's still a difference. Kol Mo's Hashelo Yinatul Gizbar Matar Rosh Alan Hashan Osan. If I designate money for Tzedakah, but I didn't give it to the Gizbar yet, I can still change it for a different need. Mishanitul Gizbarin and Atar Rosh Alan Hashan Osan. But once you give it, you can't change it. But by Purim, even before I give it to anybody, if I already designated it for Matanos Lavyonim, I can't change it for any other need. Period. Okay, the next, until the end of the Amud, we already had back in the end of Mesechus Tainus. What is Atzi HaKohanim? The days that the Kohanim bring wood. When we came back to Baishani and there was no wood. They each gave wood. They said they gave for themselves. Umas and Letzibur, they gave it. Nikrevu, Mehen, Karban, Letzibur, the Nevi'im amongst them. Shafilu, Lishka, Malaya, Eitzim. And, I'm saying, Vahisnu, Imahim, Nevi'im, Shemeniam. The Nevi'im made a Tznai right then. Shafilu, Lishka, Malaya, Eitzim. In the future, whenever these families on these days want to give the wood, even if there's plenty of wood in the base of Migdash, Vamdu, Eilav, Vesadvo, Eitzim, Mishal, Asman, Shalo, Ye, Karban, Miskar, Vela, Mishal, and Tchila. You give from them. Even it's private wood going to them. Amar of Acha, let's just do a drop more and then we'll continue. Rav Acha noted then and notes again now, this Mishnah seems to reflect Rav Yossi Amar Afarosim Mizadev Shomer Chinam. Rav Yossi is the one that says, we're not Choshesh that if somebody has a private item and he's no David to the Tzibor, we assume he's going to have good das to give it to the Tzibor. That's what Rabbi Yossi says regarding a Shemitah context, which we're not going to get back into now. Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Ravila, Devei Akoli, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Ravila assumes, no, it's not only Rabbi Yossi Shita, everyone would agree to this case. Ma'plig and Begufa Shal Karba, the whole Machlokes is over there where we're talking about the Karba Na'omer, something that's being given as a Karban Mamish, there's a Machlokes, whether we trust private individuals to have proper das to give it over to the Tzibor. Avol b'machshirei karbon, but something that's just an accessory of a karbon, like here, is just the wood. Kolam amodi shu mishtana b'karbon yachal b'karbon tzibur. Everybody would agree that it could switch from a karbon yachal to a karbon tzibur. Period. We're in the middle, but we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we'll continue by Tani next time.